Then the others, one son in Laverne, Alabama, and then one in Jackson, one in Benoit. These are on Mississippi now, and one at Leland, and one at Water Valley, and one in Greenwood, and two here in Kosciuszko. And another one of the girls here in Kosciuszko, and another one at Newton.
I think you told me this afternoon something about a gathering that you had last weekend. Would you talk?
Yep,
you had to sit in a certain place, as I remember.
This was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, I see.
Yeah, Saturday night, we went out to the country home out there close to Shady Grove. And so I never did know how many we had out there for supper. But anyway, then yesterday was when we had the homecoming out at the old Shady Grove Church. And I told them that was the first time that I'd had to sit back in the Sunday school room at anything at all to do out there, and especially at homecoming. But we were a little late getting there, and the church was filled up when we got there.
How did you become interested in working out the history of the family? Could you tell me about that?
Well, when this the one that that he helped us and we helped him, his mother was a Wisin, and she lived in Texas. She went to Texas from up there close to Liberty Chapel to visit somebody, and she married out there and stayed out there. And this son of hers had never been to Mississippi until about 5 or 6 years ago. And he decided to come out here. And so one of his cousins had told him that he had a cousin living at Ware, was the closest relative he had. And so she told him he'd have to stop in Kosciuszko at the motel. And told him when he got here, why to call me. And so we went on church that night. She called me and told me that they were supposed to be there. And so at church, one of the motel men was there. He said, got some kin folks down there. And I said, who is it? Sam Brewster from Provo, Utah? And said, yeah. So when told us what room he was in and so on, so I was, but one of my sons and his wife that I was with him. So but I told him after church, I said, well, let's go by down there and see him a little while. And we got down there, and of course we stayed about 2 hours talking to him. And he had a book with him he had made of his family, and he had just a little bit in there about really about his Wisin family. I said, well, I wish you had about come to Mississippi then. That was his first time to be here. I said, I wish you had come to Mississippi and met some of the Wisins here before you started to make that book. And of course, he was wanting to go out to the old home where his mother was raised, and to the old cemetery up there and all of that. And I went with him the next day to show him everywhere out there. So anyway, there was another one of the old Wisin families, that there was 18 children in that family. And so when we left the cemetery,